So I've said in this course that I really recommend that you get into a routine of making your videos consistent time and place. But I know a lot of us creative people find or have this, shall I say, limiting belief that routines are soul crushing. Routines do not help creativity. Routines, we're trying to get out of routines so that we can be more creative and more, expansive and all that stuff. Routines are contracting or something like that, right? And I will just please give me 3 minutes. If I can do this in 3 minutes, I will try to time myself. Let me give you a metaphor for how to think about routines. Okay. And structure. Okay. Is this your soul is still connected by a silver? This is a metaphor. And some of you believe this literally, and that's great too. Whatever works for you, right? Your soul. Your eternal soul, your soul, imagine your soul is eternal and has unlimited creativity, and you have many lifetimes to live and all that good stuff. And imagine that your body, your like ego is still connected to your eternal soul by the silver cord behind your head. Or was it in the front chest? I forget where it is. I've never seen it myself. And because it's still your body, your ego is still connected to the eternal soul. You have this illusion that there should be no structure because you should have unlimited time, unlimited energy, unlimited opportunities, And so therefore your ego, your untrained ego hates structure because the more spiritual you are, the more you have this intuition that there shouldn't be time limitations and energy limitations because actually that's true with a capital T in reality with a capital R. There are no limitations of time and energy. But here in this third dimensional Earth game, Earth school slash game, we're playing this game where for some reason we gave ourselves this limitation of time and energy. And you've got to play the game with full intention. You can't go, I avoid the game for 85 years and then I died. I hope you don't. I hope you say, there's a re I signed up for this game. This is such a precious game. 85 years is nothing compared to the eternity of my soul. So let me just play this game well. It's kind of like, the old days, I put a quarter into the arcade. I'm like, oh, I got 3 minutes. People are waiting on me. Got 3 minutes to play this game, right? You got 85 years. You got 120 years. You got 45 years, however long you end up living in this one life. Make the structure count, man. Make the limitations, like let it empower you. And you've noticed also, right? When you or some authority figure has placed off limitations on you and structure on you, you were often able to thrive. You were often able to, by deadlines, right? Due dates and deadlines, go, oh my God, I couldn't have done that without the due date, without the deadline. I hated writing papers all throughout college, but without the deadlines, I would have never written a paper because I hated writing papers. But I wrote a bunch of papers. Right. And without due dates in my business, I could never have launched anything or uploaded any videos or anything like that to give myself routines, deadlines, structure. That's how I see routines. They're not soul crushing. Well, okay, let me say they are as soul crushing as you being in this soul gym and not realizing, oh my God, I'm in a gym and why am I holding this damn weight here and let myself be crushed by it? Right. No, and you're supposed to push against the weights. You're supposed to push against the structure, let the structure be like a weight to grow your muscles. We're in the soul gym here. This is the soul gym. And then after the gym, you can go back to your eternal life of no weights, right? Everything's too easy over there. So that's the metaphor. So the more of a hippie you are, the more of a creative you are, the more you have this intuition that there should not be limitations. But you signed up for this. So fully go into this. And say, let me create the structures because I know the structures is what liberates my soul in this lifetime to be truly creative. The canvas allows the painter to really be creative. So I hope this is helpful.